All right, welcome back to it on a Monday. It's the 25th of November. And, you know, we're starting to look towards 2020 as to what kind of a year it's going to be economically. It's going to be a big year economically. And, you know, the unemployment rate is 3.6%. So much going on. And joining me in studio, I've got two folks in studio with me. Bob Thomas, the Chief Operating Officer at the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and the Executive Director of the Michigan Chamber Foundation, he is, plus Rand Painter, the president and CEO at the Michigan Bankers Association. Gentlemen, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Good to have you here. All right, so you've got this upcoming event, a Michigan Economic Forecast event, and who wants to start about this event? You want to tell me what it is, Bob?
Sure. This is a combo effort with the Bankers Association and the Chamber of Commerce to present the first economic forecast for business after the new year. This is our fourth year running in the partnership, and it's just been a great opportunity for us to work together.
So, Rand, give me an idea. I mean, are you pretty optimistic looking at 2020? I mean, I look at just driving around this area. We just talked about we all live right in this area. I see more houses being built. I mean, in all over, back roads, front roads. I see apartments being built in downtown East Lansing. I go to Grand Rapids. I see things being built. Same in Traverse City. I mean, I just see things being built everywhere.
I see the same thing, Steve, wherever I travel throughout the state visiting my member banks across both peninsulas. We're excited about where we are today. And, yes, personally, I'm optimistic, and I'm looking forward to hearing what our speakers will say, share with our attendees when we're together in East Lansing in just a few weeks.
So do you think that the stock markets, I mean, it's off the charts and housing is going good, and the Fed backs off interest rates. Does that help, you know, move things along?
I think so.
Helps things move. All right. So, Bob, where do you think the big possibilities are in 2000? Obviously, it's a political year, and that'll bring a lot of things to the forefront. And in Michigan, a lot of economic activity will go on around politics. But what about the fundamentals?
I think businesses are still fairly optimistic given where we are. However, it is a political year, so what they're looking for most is certainty. Where can they bank their dollars and their investment across the state? And that's where they're going to find out here at that economic forecast forum. Our speakers are poised to give them the first look at what's going to affect their business investment in 2020.
And talking about the Federal Reserve, I brought that up because one of the speakers will be Martin Lavelle, business economist, Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago at the Detroit branch. I mean, all of these things are interconnected. And you talk about trade deals. One of the things we talked with the president here this past week that he really wants to push through is the USMCA. I mean, these are all deals that push economic activity in Michigan. How important are these deals, do you think, Rand?
I think these deals are vitally important. We're looking forward to having Mr. Lavelle with us. He is the economist of the Federal Reserve Bank at Chicago, as you mentioned. He's going to be talking about the auto industry, about consumer spending, construction, and real estate. So we're looking forward to hearing what he has to say.
I guess every day is Black Friday. Speaking of consumer spending, you mentioned that. I mean, you know, I think Black Friday started this year on Halloween. But I guess what I'm seeing, and you'd have a better idea of this in the banking industry, but I see positive numbers coming out of retail already. At least it looks good.
I hope we're going to have a good season.
Yeah.
Certainly, you mentioned that Black Friday's been going on for a while. My internet feed is full of Black Friday deals as well.
And there you go. Are you done shopping yet?
Haven't started.
Me either. You know, I usually get started.
Latest ever.
Yeah,
latest
I usually
ever.
Get started on, you know, Christmas Eve. You know, it's more exciting that way. So, Bob, when you look at an event like this, obviously one of the things is you want to tell people and explain to people why the Chamber of Commerce is so important. If you're a new business or a business been around and you haven't checked out the things that the Chamber of Commerce can do for a business to help you grow, I think they're kind of missing out on something. It's been terrific for me as a business owner for a number of years, but that's a big part of the push, is it not?
Sure. And I think that's what's great about this event and the partnership with the bankers is it creates an opportunity for some really phenomenal networking. That's a great value proposition that we have at the Michigan Chamber now, where business owners from all across the state can meet with each other and then also with some of their financial advisors with the Bankers Association. In addition, they can learn more about our programs of how we're helping small business across the state, whether that's through some of our products and services, to help reduce costs or deal with regulation or just get a leg up on what their next year is going to look like.
Yeah, that's always been a trick to me is, you know, what are the regulations that have changed? What is new for 2000? Because every year, January 1st, usually there's some new rules that we have to be aware of. Chamber is always the perfect place to go say, all right, what's going to affect me this year? What do I need to know and how do I stay ahead of it? And then I look at everything that's going on, and Rand, I'll come back to you. And that is, I guess, investment is key because with the interest rates where they are, investing in new businesses, startup businesses, or helping businesses to reinvest in capital and so forth and capital investments, now's a good time. And the tax laws are fairly favorable when you make a significant capital investment right now.
Absolutely. It's important for business owners and leaders to be in close conversations with their bankers as they look to expand and grow their businesses. As Bob said, this has been now for 3 years, coming up on our fourth year, a great opportunity for them to get together and network with each other. A lot of our bankers bring their management teams, their board members, their best customers, prospective customers to this annual event.
So all right, so people listening right now, how do people, you know, the Economic Forecast Forum, it's coming up January the 9th, 2020, the Michigan Economic Forecast Forum. It'll be held at the Kellogg Hotel and Conference Center, East Lansing, Michigan. It begins at 10:30 in the morning. So a great place for people to be. How do they find out if they're saying, you know what, I want to be part of that? Because when you put a bunch of successful business people and bankers in one room, good things are going to happen for people in there. I mean, networking, all the customers you might need for the next year could be in the same place. How do they get involved?
That's right. They can go to mibankers.com or michamber.com to register for the event. Steve, I also want to mention that our business folks and the bankers in the room are going to hear also from our state treasurer, Rachel Eubanks, and assistant state treasurer, Jeff Guilfoyle, to hear about all the changes in tax policy. So we're going to want to get the first word at this particular event.
MIchamber.com, MIbankers.com, two places you can go. Again, this event is coming up January 9th. I'm giving you plenty of lead time on this because if you're a business owner and you want to be in the know, and in a room with a bunch of other people that are successful in pursuing the same sort of things that you are, this is the place to be. It happens January 9th at the Kellogg Conference Center, East Lansing. Gentlemen, thank you both for being here. Bob Thomas, Rand Painter, greatly appreciate your time. Bob from the Michigan Chamber and Rand Painter, the president at the Michigan Bankers Association. Thank you both.
Thanks,
Steve. Thank you, Steve.
Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 9th.